2007 is set to be a record year for U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. It's deporting more people than ever before, and according to its numbers, between October 2006 and March of this year, the U.S. has deported more than 120,000 people. A year ago, during the same period, the number was about 93,000, and back in 2005, just 81,000. The majority of deportees are being sent back to Mexico. That's where most undocumented migrants are from, and some of their hometowns are now feeling the effects financially. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro reports from the Mexican state of Guanajuato.
Ermilinda Guerrero López is distraught as she stands next to a cornfield in the rural community of San Nicolás. She wipes a tear from her eye with a chubby fist.
Ay, discúlpame, pero es que sí.
We are suffering so much now. Them up there, us down here. And now the Americans are not giving them any work. My husband says he wants to come home, but he says he can't round up enough money for the return trip.
A stout woman with five children, she seems as rooted to the land here as the thick trees that surround her. Her family, though, has dispersed up north like dandelion seeds. Three of her children, están del otro lado, or are on the other side, as they say here. Her husband, too, is an undocumented migrant who works as a stonemason in Naples, Florida. He's been heading up there every year for the past 20 years, leaving in the spring and returning in the fall, making good money.
Before, we didn't have anything, but since he's been going up there, we have our house, a small car, just a few things. He was supporting our family.
But this year, things have changed.
My husband went there this year, and he hasn't been able to find a job. He says he gets 3 or 4 days of odd jobs. He has to save to pay his rent, his light bill, water, everything, and he has to send me some money, too. The bosses tell them they won't get work because they're undocumented and they could be punished. There's so much work to be done, he says, but they won't hire undocumented workers now.
And she's not the only one who's feeling that change. Remittances, the money which migrants send home, are down, she says, across the community.
Many of the people I know have said the same thing. We can all see the difference. You know, when they're over there, sometimes you can treat yourself to a taco or a hamburger in town, but now we can't do that. The restaurants in town are empty. The clothing stores are not selling.
So I'm now in Juventino Rosas, the main town in this rural area, and I'm just walking into Intermex, which is a company that pays out remittances to the families here. The counters I'm seeing in front of me are completely empty. No one is here, except for the tellers.
Maria Arce is one of them. She's been working here for 6 years.
We've noticed that less money is being sent back here, and people have said it's because things are difficult in the U.S. It's either too difficult to cross over, or they're having trouble finding work. In other years, there were more customers, for sure.
She estimates that her business is down about 20% to 30%, the first time that she can recollect this happening. It's been manifesting itself in other ways, too. More people are now having to take out microloans to make ends meet, says Guadalupe Sonorzano. He works in a regional savings and loan.
You can feel the tension here now. You go to someone's house and you see there is no money. If someone gets sick, they can't pay the doctor. People are going into debt. When they don't receive the remittances, they have to get these kinds of loans,
which they may have trouble paying back. If remittances fall, it's not just a problem for the individual. It's a problem for this whole country. Money sent by migrants is the second largest source of foreign income in Mexico, only exceeded by oil revenue. With Mexican music cheerily playing in the background, the mayor of Juventino Rosas sits under a tent in the main park, meeting with his constituents.
I am Juan Antonio Costa Cano.
That's about as far as his English goes, but Mayor Costa says he has 12 family members, mostly undocumented, who work north of the border. And he's blunt about what would happen if the situation gets even more difficult for Mexican migrants in the U.S.
Si no tuviéramos la oportunidad de que ellos se fueran...
If we weren't able to send our migrants north, we would have a big, big, big problem.
A swelling population of unemployed, resulting social unrest. He almost shudders as he speculates. For the moment, the evidence for falling remittances is only anecdotal and localized. Migrants are continuing to head north in search of work, and so far they don't seem to be discouraged by the challenges. Last year, Mexico received a record amount of remittances. Also, some experts point to the slowing of the construction boom, where many undocumented migrants traditionally work, as having had more of an effect than law enforcement on the employment of foreign labor. Still, for many here, it's a worrying trend, whatever its reason. Back in the village of San Nicolás, Ermelinda Guerrero López wishes her husband could get a simple work permit so he could go and come back legally.
They just want to go and work and not do anything bad. I hear that the fields up there are not being worked now because there's no one to do the jobs. We Mexicans, we work hard, and even with bad pay.
She's thinking about selling her cow to pay for his return to Mexico. She doesn't know what they'll do then. She says there's no work in her community. Still, better to struggle together here, she says, than apart. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News, Juventino Rosas, Mexico.